forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
When Jasmine Forte sent her demos to her friend and tourmate Lucy Dacus, she had no idea it would lead to her getting signed to Phoebe Bridgers' record label Saddest Factory. She just kind of sent them off and hoped for the best. And then
I got a text back from Lucy like a few months later, like, okay, found the perfect opportunity to play your songs to Phoebe in the car. She's like right now on the phone to her manager talking about signing you.
And they did. Coming up, Jasmine Forte talks about her debut album, You Are the Morning, how the members of Boy Genius are involved in it, and about how the project, which explores her experiences as a trans woman, has connected with her community.
Something that's like really broken my heart is just like older trans women messaging me saying, I wish I'd had someone like you to look up to when I was transitioning.
Jasmine Forte performs live today. I'm Rena Duris. This is World Cafe. Before we get to that, you have Gandhi, Socrates, Engels, and Marx all in one song, along with a few other big names. Listen for them. It's The Clash, The Magnificent Seven.
King and Mahatma Gandhi went to the park to check back on the game. They was murdered by the other team. Went on to win 50-0. You can be true, you can be false. You'll be given the same reward. Socrates, a Milhouse kicks and folk with the same way through the kitchen. Plato the Greek or in thin thin. Who's more famous is a billion million. Who's flash? Vacuum cleaner sucks up budgie.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. My guest today almost didn't make it to our session. Jasmine Cruikshank, who performs as Jasmine Forte, is from the UK, which means she needs a passport and a work visa to come to the States. She's also a trans woman, which makes that whole process much more complicated both at home in England and here in the US. Thankfully, she was able to get over at the last minute, and in today's session, we talk about her debut album, You Are the Morning, which was released by Phoebe Bridgers' record label, Satisfactory, and features production by Phoebe and her boy genius bandmates, Lucy Dacus and Julian Baker. You Are the Morning is an album that explores Jasmine's experiences as a trans woman, and coming up, she'll talk about what it was like coming out, how everything going on politically affects her and her community, and about falling in love with another trans person for the first time, which inspired the song you're going to hear first. This is Live for the World Cafe, Jasmine Forte, Skin on Skin.
Skin on skin, can you press it all down on me? Skin on skin, can you show me what our friends can be? Show me the places I've never been. Between the heat of your sweat and the cold, oh, you press me till my body is all for you. So do what you want, said you do what you want. Salt and spit, can you taste my pulse inside? Brace and bed, can you drown me in when my legs are weak? Show me the river inside of you as your eyes start to glaze with your warmth covering my mouth. You're a maze, you're the sun in the south. So do what you want, said you do what you want. Time is all I need. Whites of my eyes as the waves rolling. All of the ravens to pull me in. I need time, your skin on my skin. Teeth on lips, can you make every nerve of my body strained to your fingertips? Can I make every curve of your body sway as I show you the love that I made for you? Real love is a gift. Real love is the slap on your back. Real love ain't a heart attack. It's just what you want. Said it's just what.
Time is all I need. Any time if you wait for the whites of my eyes as the waves roll. Oh, me against your back, only in any time. Your skin on my skin.
Thank you.
Performing live for the World Cafe, Jasmine Forte playing Skin on Skin from her new debut album, You Are the Morning. I'm Raina Duras. Jasmine Forte, welcome to the World Cafe.
Hello, thank you.
So nice to have you here. I love this record. I'm excited to talk about it.
Thank you.
That song, Skin on Skin, is the song that sort of got things started with this new album. It was the first demo that you sent to Lucy Dacus. Why was Lucy the person you wanted to send music to?
Me and Lucy toured together a while back. We got on so well first time I opened for Lucy in Bristol. I was like seriously honored to be opening for Lucy because like I Don't Want to Be Funny Anymore, which was the first Lucy Dacus single, was like on all my playlists. And I remember posting on Instagram like, I'm opening for this famous American person. And yeah, I was just like kind of starstruck. And then, yeah, I got, like, really sick when COVID came around, and I have ME.
What is ME?
Oh, sorry, it's, like, chronic fatigue syndrome. Mm. So, like, I got long COVID quite bad, and I had to, like, have a heart operation, and it was really grim. And I was just, like, in bed for, like, 6 months. And I was like, well, might as well transition about it. Just being, like, you know, disconnected from expectations of masculinity for a while, and I was like, yeah, this seems like a good time. And Lucy was actually one of the first people who because we stayed in touch, you know, and Lucy was one of the first people who I came out to and was like, yeah, super wonderful, super supportive. But unfortunately, coming out to other people in my life didn't go so well, and my marriage ended quite quickly after that, and I was actually just like homeless and couch surfing for a while.
Yeah.
And that's like when I was like writing all these songs. I went up to Manchester and I was like staying on friends' sofas and floors. And yeah, this one, Skin on Skin, I wrote about the first trans person I fell in love with.
Yeah.
I was sort of starting to like find my community up there. And I went on holiday with my friend who's also trans, Samaya. We just like went and was staying in like a little cottage in Scotland together. And I was just like sat by the river and I was like thinking about this person who I'd fallen in love with. And like the whole of like the first verse for Skin on Skin just like came out. And I was like, oh, cool. And then I spent like the rest of the day sort of like fitting together the rest of the verses. I sent a demo to Lucy and Lucy was like, I like searched back actually to find exactly what Lucy said, and it was like spicy song, Jasmine, or like chili emoji, and I was like, I would love to produce your music one day. And again, I was like, haha, sure, cool, yes. And again,
oh, this is never really
yeah,
gonna
exactly.
happen.
That's a pipe dream. And then one of my friends actually from Bristol, Joe Sharon, aka Slonk, definitely check him out. He's such a good songwriter. Yeah, he was like, you have so many songs now. You could make a little playlist and send it to Satisfactory.
Which is Phoebe Bridgers'
record label.
Yes.
I was like, oh, cool, yeah. And I did, and I texted Lucy. I was like, so I just submitted my my demos. Do you think you could like poke Phoebe? Because obviously they're friends. And I got a text back from Lucy like a few months later, like, okay, found the perfect opportunity to play your songs to Phoebe in the car. And she's like right now on the phone to her manager talking about signing you. And I was like,
yeah, what was going through your head when Lucy said that?
I got tingles. I was like, this is it, you know, like Lucy said, like, your whole life is going to change now if they sign you. Like, are you ready for that? I remember I was in this really moldy box room in Manchester and I was like, yeah, I'm pretty ready for that.
Well, all of the members produced the album together, like, and they're all on it.
I opened for Boy Genius when they came to the UK, and then I actually signed like the day after. And then yeah, like I formed this band of trans women in Manchester, and we all flew out to LA to record at Sound City. Phoebe was like, oh, I want to produce it. And I said, like, well, Lucy actually said But turned out that Julian was like in town, and yeah, it was just like such a wild experience to be there. Like, honestly, also just like Julian Baker is like such a huge part of like my own self-acceptance. Like, I remember seeing Julian perform at End of the Road Festival in the UK, and I was just mesmerized, and I was like, there's something going on here that I want to get in touch with. Do you know what I mean? And also just like, I've always been such a huge fan of Julian's guitar playing. And I think Julian's like guitar solos in particular are like quite a big influence to me.
They flew you out to LA to make the record.
Yeah.
These are people that you'd admired and their songwriting that you'd admired. Yeah. Were you nervous that first day that you went in there?
Yeah. Really? I was like, just trying to be really cool and chill and like, ha 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 ha, like, you know, like, laugh, like, overly laughing at every joke. I remember having to consciously, like, be like, okay, just relax. They're humans also.
I mean, after you got over those initial nerves,
yeah,
let's say, what was a typical day in the studio like with all of
it? It was so cool. Like, I think, yeah, they're just all very welcoming, and it was all very... very chill, and like they just have, I feel like me and my band have the same kind of goofy energy as them, and we were just going so well. So yeah, I was out there with like Phoenix and Eden, and there was a whole bunch of local trans musicians that were performing on the record, including the Trans Chorus of LA, which was awesome.
I'm glad you mentioned them, and not to interrupt you, but I do want to talk about your band a little bit later on in the conversation, but I was going to ask about the Trans Chorus next.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they are the choir that we hear on this album. Tell us about the Trans Chorus of Los Angeles.
Yeah, so it was actually Phoebe's idea to bring them in. They'd worked with Muna before, and Muna also signed to Phoebe's label. So like Phoebe had that connection and was like, this would be such a cool project. We went and so we were recording in like the sort of smaller studio at Sound City. Mm-hmm. And but for the last day we booked out like the big live room, which is like this really iconic space. It's like a big part of music history, you know? And just to fill that space with the Trans Chorus of LA, it was just, there was a moment where it was just all trans people in this massive live room at Sound City Studios. I think it all just like clicked, like what we were doing, you know, like the importance of that artistic creation against the backdrop of everything that's going on for trans people in the world right now. It was just such an important moment, and that was the last day of the recording, and we just sort of like, I think it just really like underscored what we'd done, you know.
So that was some of the album version of the song Elephant from Jasmine Forte's album You Are the Morning. We're going to hear you play the song now, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about it. Elephant, live for the World Cafe.
Look at this, it's all for you. The elephant is in the room. When I'm by myself, just the walls, paint my nails and paint my eyes, try not to call. But look at this, it's all for you, it's a different side, all across the room. Silences. different when you're close enough to touch. But I'm okay if you're okay. I can sit around and smile at you all day.
Recorded live for the World Cafe, that was Jasmine Forte with Elephant. It's from her debut album, You Are the Morning. Could you tell us a little bit about what the song Elephant is about?
Yeah, so I just come to Manchester and my marriage had ended. I was in a really dark place. I'd actually recently experienced a bunch of street violence, like transphobia, you know, and I was struggling with symptoms of PTSD as a result, and but I was also like finding these really beautiful moments of joy, like meeting trans people in Manchester for the first time, and yeah, just these people just like meant so much to me, and I met this person who I fell in love with, and but I was in such a bad place that we decided like not to pursue it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what the song is about. It's about spending time together, but sort of just as friends when you both want to be more, you know?
Yeah. It was, I guess, 2021. It was around that time, I think you said?
Yeah, I think it must have been, yeah.
You mentioned it was during COVID that you decided to transition.
Yeah.
Why do you think you were ready to do it then?
I actually tried to come out as a teenager. And I came out to a family member, and it was met really badly, and it put me back in the closet for 13 years. And I kind of forgot that I'd even tried. I think I even, part of me even forgot that I was trans. And I was just like so deep in the closet, you know? And I remember just like not having that kind of, yeah, that expectation of being a man or like acting a certain kind of way. I just felt like so much more comfortable. And I remember one day the postie came to the door with like a it was like the lockdown Christmas. He gave me like a Christmas package and was like, "You're a lucky man." And then I was like, "Who?" And then I just like started crying.
Oh, wow.
And then I came out to my then spouse that evening. That was a conversation that I kind of went into with like a lot of optimism. But yeah, as I said, like my marriage ended quite quickly after that. And actually, immediately after coming out, I wrote that song, Woman, which is the final song on the album, which is just about, you know, standing in your power and declaring your womanhood. And I'm quite proud of myself for doing that, you know.
I'm going to play a little bit of Woman.
Okay.
So you can hear it. This is Woman from Jasmine Forte on World Cafe.
You say it's hard when you don't have the language. It's only hard to talk to people like you. 'Cause I know.
That's some of the song Woman from Jasmine Forte's album You Are the Morning. I'm talking to Jasmine today on World Cafe. Transitioning, making this major change in how you present yourself to the world. You're also experiencing physical changes, but it doesn't all happen overnight. And I'm very curious about how transitioning changed you creatively over time.
Yeah, I think so. I'm a big fan of Adrian Lenker. And I did Adrian Lenker's songwriting course. That was like a school of song thing. She talks a lot about how important it is to start from this place of acceptance. And that just like really struck me as just like, that explains so much, because I found it so difficult to write, especially just before transition. I feel like all of my feelings were just getting pushed down because I wasn't starting from a place of accepting who I am. And I think as soon as I sort of came out, then, you know, all of these songs that are on the record and so many more that I'm hoping to put out one day, just like started pouring out of me, you know. I would wake up with like a whole song in my head some days. Like, it's wild. So yeah, it's just really just opened the floodgates completely.
Yeah. You know, and one very distinctive feature of your music, I think, is your voice. It is beautiful and it's unique. And I would imagine it's different than the voice you had before transitioning slightly.
Yeah, I mean, I think my voice is always changing. I think it changes day to day.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I wanted to know was, like, thinking of your voice as an instrument.
Yeah.
Has your relationship changed with that at all?
I think it did at the start, yeah. I think I was very uncomfortable with my voice to start with. I think I was worried that, like, I didn't sound womanly enough or something. But I'm very proud of my transness, and I love my voice.
I love your voice. I think it's so like, gorgeous.
Yeah, but I think it took me a while to sort of come to accept.
You're listening to my conversation with Jasmine Forte. In a moment, we'll be back, and she'll talk about how having a band of all trans women changes the energy on tour. That's next on World Cafe.
Welcome back to the World Cafe. I'm Rena Duris. If you're just joining us, my guest today is Jasmine Forti. Her new album is called You Are the Morning. Today, for these performances, it's you and your violinist, Phoenix.
Yes.
But your entire four-piece, like you said before, your entire four-piece band is trans women.
Yeah.
How does it change, I guess, the vibe of touring or being in the studio when you have a band of all trans women?
It's like the world doesn't matter anymore if you're in a group of trans women. Do you know what I mean? I guess you don't. Just guessing. But yeah, I think without getting myself deported, there's a lot going on in this world right now that really sucks for trans women. And I am so happy that, like, we just get to, like, live in our own little bubble where none of that matters most of the time. Do you know what I mean? We're very lucky, I think, to experience that. A lot of trans women don't get that. Like, thinking about trans women in prisons, like, trans women who are working in jobs where they're discriminated against. And yeah, it's just horrendous, the legal changes that are happening at the moment, especially just like how we're painted as like predatory or violent when we're so often the victims of violence. Like,
yeah, I mean, just yesterday, the day before taping this interview, I think the UK government changed the legal definition of women to not include trans women.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm no longer a woman back home. I don't think I'm a woman here either.
I know there were issues with like the passport and stuff like that. And it's, I know you said that you were afraid to come to the US for South By earlier this year.
Yeah.
And because of the political situation, because of the attack on trans rights in this country, you did come to South By.
Yeah.
And you came here to this show. Considering the possible dangers or the difficulty, why have you decided to continue to travel here?
I think international solidarity is very important to me. I think being a visible trans woman is so important. I've had so many messages from trans girls around the world being like, it's so important to have you as a role model. Something that's like really broken my heart is just like older trans women messaging me saying, I wish I'd had someone like you to look up to when I was transitioning. There aren't that many of us who are like that visible, you know? So obviously, given the opportunity, I feel a responsibility to step into the spotlight. And it is scary, but I have so many people supporting me. I have my girls, I have a wonderful team, and I have a great therapist. And yeah, crossing the border is terrifying. I know that horrible things are done to trans women at borders around the world, and horrible things are done to trans women in detention centers and prisons around the world. And that's something that's always in all of our minds when we're crossing borders.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that any other musicians have to ever really think about.
Yeah.
So yeah, that doesn't help. But so far, touch wood, it's been fine. You know, we don't face much more trouble when we're touring than we do going to the supermarket back home yet.
Yeah.
But things are getting worse. Yeah. And I have noticed that.
Thinking about what you're saying, I think that's part of what makes the joyousness of your album feel so powerful. When you hear trans women having fun or playing music or being able to not be afraid.
Yeah.
It's a very powerful thing.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think being out there on the street, as I said, like being aware of the death sentence that is being forced into legislation of moving trans women into men's prisons, and then being able to like escape into a world of music and connect with nature in this world of music and connect with each other. And that's something that I think is just like, I feel very privileged to be able to do, is like to be able to sing about these experiences and connect with other trans women around the world in this very abstract way. And I think that's really beautiful. And I, you know, a lot of other girls have messaged me and said how important that's been to them in terms of their own healing and self-acceptance.
Yeah. I mean, music helps create that community too. It's a way of people to come together. I'm talking to Jasmine Forti. New album is called You Are the Morning. The last song we're going to hear is Guy Fawkes' Tesco Dissociation. And just for our American listeners, Guy Fawkes and Tesco may not be references they immediately are familiar with.
Really?
Could you tell us about this song?
Yeah. It's a song about thinking about ending it all while you're at the grocery store, as you say in America. And I was, yeah, sleeping on Han's floor, my best friend. It was Guy Fawkes Night, which is like a night which is sort of like supposedly anti-Guy Fawkes, who was like this guy who tried to blow up Parliament. And they have all these fireworks. And I was, really struggling with PTSD. And I was really set off by the bangs, basically. And Han was like, oh, let's go out and like have a look at the fireworks and like maybe that'll help. And one just like went off in the street next to us. It like didn't launch. And like I just completely blacked out. I don't remember anything between then and getting back to Han's house and tripping over her doormat. And Han was like, oh, yeah, no, I could tell you weren't doing so well. So we just like, I just like took you into Tesco, the supermarket, and picked up some essentials. And then we came back here and I was like, I have no memory of this. I was processing so much, like not having a place to stay, like my divorce, and just like all of the instances of street violence that I'd faced over the past few weeks. And as part of my therapy, I was doing this therapy called Eye Movement Desensitization and Reprocessing, which is EMDR therapy. As part of that, visualizing myself in this like bright future, where I was like this.
Yeah, right? Well, that's what I was going to ask you. It's like the second verse of the song. You're sort of like imagining a future you who's in a great place.
No, exactly.
Do you feel like?
Yeah.
You're in that future now?
I've got tingles, yeah. It's like wild being in that future. I keep thinking, like, am I going to wake up? I think just, like, having that first call from Phoebe Bridges, it just felt so dreamlike. Like, I feel so lucky. But I feel like it's just going to give people so much hope to see me living this happy life with, like, my weird crowd of transsexuals traveling the world with incredible musicians and just having a really happy, goofy time. So that's what I'm going to keep doing.
I love it. It's real. You are really here. I'm so glad you're here. This is Jasmine Forti performing Guy Fawkes' Tesco Dissociation on World Cafe.
Try its supermarket lights. You held me back.
Performed live at the World Cafe by Jasmine Forte, Guy Fawkes, Tesco Dissociation. That song is from Jasmine Forte's new debut album, You Are the Morning. Jasmine has been my guest on the show today. It has been so, so nice having you. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me. It's been great to chat.
It's been wonderful. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break, you heard a conversation and live performance from Jasmine Forte. You can see that interview at worldcafe.org. You can also keep up with all of our videos by going to our YouTube page, youtube.com/worldcafe. Smash that subscribe button. And if you've already done that, thank you so much. We just hit 100,000 YouTube subscribers last month, so let's keep it going. Here's Fontaine's DC. Here's the thing, World Cafe.
Change your mind, I will be waiting. I know if I've been wrong. There it is. This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.